Chapter 64. Air Management System. Introduction. Terminology. A system that contains the HVAC plenum, ducts, and air doors is called the air management system, or air distribution system, and controls the airflow to the passenger compartment. See Figure 64-1. Air flows into the case that contains the evaporator and heater core from two possible inlets. Number 1. Outside air, often called fresh air. Number 2. Inside air, usually called recirculation. Proper temperature control to enhance passenger comfort during heating should maintain an air temperature in the footwell about 7 degrees Fahrenheit to 14 degrees Fahrenheit, or 4 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius, above the temperature around the upper body. This is done by directing the heated airflow to the floor. During AC operation, the upper body should be cooler, so the airflow is directed to the instrument panel registers. Airflow is usually controlled by three or more doors, which are called flap doors or valves by some manufacturers. The three doors include: Number 1. Air inlet door is used to select outside or inside air inlet. Number 2. Temperature blend door is used to adjust air temperature. And Number 3. Mode door is used to select air discharge location. See Figure 64-2. The use of these components allows the system to provide airflow under the following conditions. Number 1. Fresh outside air or recirculated air. Number 2. Air conditioning. Number 3. Defrost. Or Number 4. Heat. For heat position, the following can be done. Number 1. Temperature set to the desired setting. Number 2. Air intake. Select outside air for faster heating. Number 3. Air conditioning set to off. Number 4. Set airflow to floor. Or Number 5. Fan speed to desired speed. Refer to Figure 64-1. The HVAC airflow is directed toward the windshield, dash or floor vents, or combinations, depending on the system. Settings. Refer to Figure 64-2. The three major portions of the AC and heat system are air inlet, plenum, and air distribution. The shaded portions show the paths of the four control doors. Refer to Figure 64-3. In the defog or defrost mode position, the air is directed through the evaporator to remove the moisture from the air before being sent through the heater core to warm the air. Air conditioning. For air conditioning position, the following can be done. Number 1. Temperature set to the desired setting. Number 2. Air intake, set to outside air or recirculation under high humidity conditions. Number 3. Airflow, select ash vents, also called panel vents. Number 4. Air conditioning set to on. And Number 5. Fan speed set to desired speed. Ventilation. For ventilation position, the following can be done. Number 1. Temperature set to desired temperature. Number 2. Air intake, select outside air. Number 3. Airflow, set to dash, or panel, vents. Number 4. Air conditioning set to off. And Number 5. Fan speed set to desired speed. Defogging or defrosting the inside of the windshield. For defogging or defrosting position, the following can be done. Number 1. Temperature set to high temperature. Number 2. Air intake set to outside air. Number 3. Airflow set to windshield, defrost. And Number 4. Fan speed set to desired speed. See Figure 64-3. HVAC control head. The HVAC control head or panel is mounted in the instrument panel cluster or console. The control head includes the following controls. Number 1. System on and off. Number 2. Outside or recirculated air. Number 3. Mode position as in, floor, vent, or defrost. Number 4. Temperature desired. And Number 5. Blower speed. The control head is connected to various parts through electrical connections, vacuum connections, mechanical cables, or a combination of these. See Figure 64-4. Refer to Figure 64-4. Most HVAC control heads include a control for turning units on and setting the mode of operation, a control for adjusting the temperature, and a control for the fan speed. Frequently asked question. What does the snowflake button on the dash do? Some people, such as those who drive vehicles that are equipped with automatic climate control systems, sometimes find it hard to figure out how to engage the AC compressor on a rental car or a vehicle that they have not driven before. Often the driver turns the fan to high and the mode selector to the dash vent position, but no cool air is being delivered. For the compressor to function, the button that looks like a snowflake has to be pushed. The snowflake button is actually the air conditioning on-off button. See Figure 64-5. Refer to Figure 64-5. The AC compressor is turned on or off by depressing the snowflake button on the dash. Refer to Figure 64-6. Many air control doors swing on their upper and lower pivots, in red. Airflow control. Operation. The amount or volume of HVAC air is controlled by blower speed. A multi-speed blower is used to force air through the ductwork when the vehicle is moving at low speeds or to increase the airflow at any speed. At highway speeds, most systems have a natural airflow from ram air pressure created by the forward movement of the vehicle. This is the pressure generated at the base of the windshield by the speed of the vehicle. This airflow is improved in some vehicles by outlet registers placed in low-pressure areas toward the rear of the vehicle. Higher speeds move more air. The inlet and outlet directions of the airflow and the discharge air temperature are controlled by swinging, sliding, or rotating doors. Types of doors. Most systems use a flap door that swings about 45 degrees to 90 degrees. Swinging doors are very simple and require little maintenance. See Figure 64-6. Another design uses a rotary door. This pan-shaped door has openings at the side and edge, and the door rotates about 100 degrees to one of four different positions. Each position directs airflow to the desired outlets. The space under the instrument panel is very crowded, and some vehicles use a smaller HVAC case using a sliding mode door, also called a rolling door. Some of these door designs roll up, similar to a window shade, and unroll to block a passage. See Figure 64-7. Air temperature control. Temperature control using airflow. Most HVAC systems are considered reheat systems in that the incoming air is chilled as it passes through the evaporator. The air is then heated as part or all of the flow passes through the heater core so it reaches the desired in-vehicle temperature. See Figure 64-8. Temperature control using a variable compressor. There is an increasing trend to use an electronically controlled variable displacement compressor with an air temperature sensor after the evaporator. Compressor displacement is adjusted to cool the evaporator just enough to cool the air to the desired temperature. Cooling the incoming air no more than necessary reduces compressor load on the engine and should improve fuel economy. Refer to Figure 64-7. Figure A, a typical rolling door type HVAC door that is shown almost fully closed. Figure B, the same door is shown about half open. Refer to Figure 64-8. The blower motor forces air to flow through the AC evaporator to remove moisture from the air before it is sent through the heater core where the air is heated before being directed to the defrost and floor vents. Air filtration. Terminology. Most HVAC systems include a cabin filter to remove small dust or pollen particles from the incoming airstream. This filter is also called AORIN. Number 1. HVAC air filter. Number 2. Interior ventilation filter. Number 3. Micron filter. Number 4. Particulate filter. And number 5. Pollen filter. These filters require periodic replacement. If they are not serviced properly, they cause an airflow reduction when plugged. See Figure 64-9. Cases and ducts. Construction. The evaporator and heater housing is molded from reinforced plastic and contains the following components. Number 1. An evaporator. Number 2. A heater core. Number 3. A blower motor. And number 4. Most of the air control doors. The housing, called a plenum, is connected to the air inlets and outlets using formed plastic. These parts are required to contain and direct airflow, reduce noise, keep outside water and debris from entering, and isolate engine fumes and noises. See Figure 64-10. Air can enter the duct system from either the plenum chamber in front of the vehicle's windshield, or outside air, or from the recirc, short for recirculation, or return register, inside air. The return register is often positioned below the right end of the instrument panel. The right and left sides of the vehicle are always described as seen by the driver. The outside air plenum often includes a screen to keep leaves and other large debris from entering with the air. See Figure 64-11. Refer to Figure 64-9. An extremely dirty cabin filter removed from a Subaru Legacy. The owner had complained about a lack of airflow from the air conditioning vents. A new cabin filter corrected the concern. Refer to Figure 64-10. A typical HVAC housing that often has to be removed from the vehicle as an assembly to get access to the heater. Core and evaporator. Refer to Figure 64-11. The air inlet to the HVAC system is usually at the base of the windshield and covered with a plastic screen, or grill, to help keep debris, such as leaves, from entering the system. Tech tip. Keep the air screen clean. The outside air inlet screen must be kept in good condition to prevent debris and small animals from entering the HVAC case. Leaves and pine needles can enter, decay, and mold. Mice have been known to enter and build nests and or die. Any of these conditions can create a bad smell and are very difficult to clean. Plenum and control doors. Air inlet control door. The air inlet control door is also called number 1 the fresh air door, number 2 the recirculation door, and number 3 the outside air door. This door is normally positioned so it allows airflow from one source while it shuts off the other. It can be positioned to allow number 1 fresh air to enter while shutting off the recirculation opening, number 2 air to return or recirculate from inside the vehicle while shutting off fresh air, and number 3 a mix of fresh air and return air. In many newer vehicles, the door is set to the fresh air position in all function lever positions except off, max heat, and max AC. Max AC and max heat settings position the door to recirculate in vehicle air. Note, in some vehicles, the recirculation door blocks most of the outside air and allows 80% of the air to be recirculated from the passenger compartment. About 20% of the air entering the passenger compartment is outside air to help keep the air in the passenger compartment fresh and keep the CO2 levels low. Refer to Figure 64-12. Figure A, the temperature and mode doors swing to direct all of the cool air past the heater core. Figure B, through the core to become hot. Figure C, or to blend hot and cool air. Temperature blend door. Most systems position the evaporator so all air must pass through it. This allows removal of moisture by the evaporator's cold temperature. Many systems operate the AC when defrost is selected to dry the air. The heater core is placed downstream so that air can be routed either through or around it using one or two doors to control this airflow. The door used to control interior temperature is called the temperature blend door. Some other names for this door include number 1. The air mix door. Number 2. The temperature door. Number 3. The blend door. Number 4. The diverter door. And number 5. The bypass door. See Figure 64-12. The temperature blend door is connected to the temperature knob or lever at the control head using a mechanical cable or an electric actuator. When the temperature lever is set to the coldest setting, the temperature blend door routes all air so it bypasses the heater core. This causes the air entering the passenger compartment to be the coldest, coming straight from the evaporator. When the temperature lever is set to the hottest setting, the temperature blend door routes all air through the heater core, and heated air goes to the passenger compartment. Setting the control lever to somewhere between cold and hot mixes or tempers cold and hot air, allowing the driver to adjust the temperature to whatever is desired. In the past, in some vehicles, the evaporator was placed or stacked right next to the heater core. These systems controlled the air temperature by regulating the amount of reheat at the heater core. See Figure 64-13. Refer to Figure 64-13. Figure A. In a blend air system, all of the air is cooled. Then some of it is reheated and blended with the cool air to get the right temperature. Figure B. In a reheat system, all of the air is cooled and then reheated to the correct temperature. Air distribution and outlets. Air from the plenum can flow into one or two of three outlet paths. Number 1. The AC registers, or vents, in the face of the instrument panel. Number 2. The defroster registers at the base of the windshield. Number 3. The heater outlets at the floor under the instrument panel. Most vehicles include two ducts under the front seats or in the center console to transfer air to the rear seat area. Most vehicles also direct airflow to the side windows to defog the side windows. See Figure 64-14. Airflow to these ducts is controlled by one or more mode doors controlled by the function lever or buttons. Mode doors are also called function, floor defrost, and panel defrost doors. Mode function control sets the doors as follows. Number 1. AC, in-dash registers with outside air inlet. Number 2. Max AC, in-dash registers with recirculation. Number 3. Heat, floor level with outside air inlet. Number 4. Max heat, floor level with recirculation. Number 5. Bi-level, both in-dash and floor discharge. And number 6. Defrost, windshield registers. In many systems, a small amount of air is directed to the defroster ducts when in the heat mode, and while in defrost mode, a small amount of air goes to the floor level. Refer to Figure 64-14. Ducts are placed in the center console or on the floor under the front seats to provide heated and cooled air to the rear seat passengers. Refer to Figure 64-15, Figure A, with no vacuum signal. The spring extends the actuator shaft to place the door in a certain position. Figure B, a vacuum signal pulls the shaft inward and moves the door to the other position. Dual zone air distribution. Dual zone air distribution allows the driver and passenger to select different temperature settings. The temperature choices can be as much as 30 degrees Fahrenheit, or 16 degrees Celsius, different. Dual zone systems split the duct and airflow past the heater core and use two air mix valves or doors with each air mix valve temperature door controlled by a separate actuator. Non-electrical HVAC controls. Cable-operated systems. Mechanical systems are the least expensive. Most early control heads used purely mechanical operation for the doors, and one or more cables connected the function lever to the air inlet and mode doors. The temperature lever was also connected to the temperature blend door by another cable. These mechanical levers were rather simple and usually trouble-free, but they had some disadvantages. They tended to bind and could require a good deal of effort to operate. Refer to Figure 64-16. Many older vehicles used vacuum actuators to move the HVAC doors. When vacuum actuators operate, they alter the air-fuel mixture in the engine. Because vacuum controls affect engine operation and, therefore, emissions, recent vehicles use electric control systems. Vacuum-operated systems. Many vehicles use vacuum actuators, sometimes called vacuum motors, to operate the air inlet and mode doors. See Figure 64-15. The doors are controlled by a vacuum valve that is operated by the control head. Vacuum controls operate more easily than cables, and vacuum hoses are much easier to route through congested areas than cables. See Figure 64-16. Electronic HVAC controls. Overview. Most recent vehicles use electrical function switches at the HVAC control head. These are often called electromechanical controls. These switches operate a group of solenoid valves that control the vacuum flow to the vacuum motors or use an electric actuator, or motor, to operate the air distribution and temperature blend doors. See Figure 64-17. Refer to Figure 64-17. Three compact, electric actuator servo motors operate the doors in this part of the HVAC case. Refer to Figure 64-18. A two-wire HVAC electronic actuator where the direction of rotation is controlled by the HVAC control head or module, which changes the direction of rotation by changing the polarity of the power and ground connection at the motor. Tech tip. Defrost all the time? Check the vacuum. A common problem with older vehicles that use vacuum actuators involves airflow from the defroster ducts, even though the selector lever is in other positions. The defrost setting is the default position in the event of a failure with the vacuum supply. The defrost position is used because it is the safest position. For safety, the windshield must remain free from frost. Heat is also supplied to the passenger compartments not only through defrost ducts, but also through the heater vents at floor level. If the airflow is mostly directed to the windshield, check under the hood for a broken, disconnected, or missing vacuum hose. Check the vacuum reserve container for cracks or rust, if metal, that could prevent the container from holding vacuum. Check all vacuum hose connections at the intake manifold and trace each carefully, inspecting for cracks, splits, or softened areas that may indicate a problem. Note, this problem of incorrect airflow inside the vehicle often occurs after another service procedure has been performed, such as air filter or cabin filter replacement. The movement of the technician's body and arms can cause a hose to be pulled loose or a vacuum fitting to break without the service technician being aware that anything wrong has occurred. Two-wire actuators. A typical two-wire actuator rotates when electric impulses are sent to the brushes by the HVAC control head. The direction of rotation and, therefore, the movement of the HVAC door position, is changed by changing the wire that is pulsed with power, and the other brush is then connected to ground. See Figure 64-18. Three-wire actuators. A typical three-wire actuator uses a power, ground, and an input signal wire from the HVAC control module. There is a module, or logic chip, inside the motor assembly that receives a 5-volt signal from the HVAC control module. When the actuator gets a 0-volt signal from the control module, it rotates in one direction, and when it receives a 5-volt signal, it rotates in the opposite direction. If the motor receives a 2.5-volt signal, the motor stops rotating. See Figure 64-19. Five-wire actuators. A five-wire actuator uses two wires to power the motor, or power and ground, and three wires for a potentiometer that is used to signal the HVAC control module of the motor's location. The potentiometer may be a separate gear-driven part attached to the motor or a part of the printed circuit board where a slider moves across resistive paint to create the potentiometer signal voltage. See Figure 64-20. Most HVAC control modules convert the potentiometer signal voltage to a binary number ranging from 0 to 255, which is often seen on a scan tool display. The HVAC control module monitors the feedback potentiometer signal to determine the actual location of the door and to determine if the door is stuck. If the motor position falls outside of the expected range, there can be two things that can occur, depending on the vehicle. Number 1. The controller, usually the HVAC control module, drives the motor until it reaches its desired location. This action can result in a ticking sound being heard as the motor attempts to reach the desired position. And number 2. The controller moves the motor to a default position and then stops working, making the HVAC controls inoperative. Refer to Figure 64-19. Three-wire actuators include a logic chip inside the motor assembly. The HVAC control module then sends a 0-volt to 5-volt signal to the motor assembly to control the direction of rotation. Refer to Figure 64-20. A typical 5-wire HVAC actuator showing the 2 wires used to power the motor and the 3 wires used for the motor position potentiometer. Actuator calibration procedures. An HVAC actuator may need to be calibrated after the actuator has been replaced. Check service information for the specified procedure to follow to perform a calibration, if needed. A typical calibration procedure to use when installing a new actuator using a scan tool includes the following steps. Step 1. Clear all diagnostic trouble codes. Step 2. Turn the ignition switch to the off position. Step 3. Install the replacement actuator and reconnect all mechanical and electrical connections. Step 4. Start the engine and select motor recalibration program on the scan tool under the functions menu. Step 5. Verify that no diagnostic trouble codes have been set. Caution: do not operate an actuator prior to installation to test it, because many actuators operate until they are stopped mechanically by the door being fully open or fully closed. If operated using a battery and jumper wires without being installed, the actuator can be moved beyond its normal range of motion and does not operate correctly, if at all, when placed into the HVAC housing. Refer to Figure 64-21. A squirrel cage blower motor. A replacement blower motor usually does not come equipped with the squirrel cage blower, so it has to be switched from the old motor. Blower motor. Purpose and function. The same blower motor moves air inside the vehicle for: Number 1. Air conditioning. Number 2. Heat. Number 3. Defrosting. Number 4. Defogging. And Number 5. Venting of the passenger compartment. The motor turns a squirrel cage type fan. A squirrel cage type fan is able to move air without creating a lot of noise. The fan switch controls the path that the current follows to the blower motor. See Figure 64-21. Parts and operation. The motor is usually a permanent magnet, one-speed motor that operates at its maximum speed with full battery voltage. The switch gets current from the fuse panel with the ignition switch on, and then directs full battery voltage to the blower motor for high speed and to the blower motor through resistors for lower speeds. Variable speed control. The fan switch controls the path of current through a resistor pack to obtain different fan speeds of the blower motor. The electrical path can be: Number 1. Full battery voltage for high speed operation. Number 2. Through one or more resistors to reduce the voltage and the current to the blower motor, which then rotates at a slower speed. The resistors are located near the blower motor and mounted in the duct where the airflow from the blower can cool the resistors. The current flow through the resistor is controlled by the switch and often uses a relay to carry the heavy current, 10 to 12 amperes, needed to power the fan. Normal operation includes a low speed. Current flows through three resistors in series to drop the voltage to about 4 volts and 4 amperes. B. Medium low speed. Current is directed through two resistors in series to lower the voltage to about 6 volts and 6 amperes. C. Medium high speed. Current is directed through one resistor resulting in a voltage of about 9 volts and 9 amperes. D. High speed. Full battery voltage, usually through a relay, is applied to the blower motor resulting in a current of about 12 amperes. See figures 64-22, and 64-23. Some blower motors are electronically controlled by the body control module and include electronic circuits to achieve a variable speed. See figure 64-24. Blower motor diagnosis. If the blower motor does not operate at any speed, the problem could be any of the following. Number 1. Defective ground wire or ground wire connection. Number 2. Defective blower motor, not repairable, must be replaced. Number 3. Open circuit in the power side circuit, including fuse, wiring, or fan switch. If the blower works on lower speeds, but not on high speed, the problem is usually an inline fuse or high-speed relay that controls the heavy current flow for high-speed operation. The high-speed fuse or relay usually fails as a result of internal blower motor bushing wear, which causes excessive resistance to motor rotation. At slow blower speeds, the resistance is not as noticeable and the blower operates normally. The blower motor is a sealed unit and, if defective, must be replaced as a unit. The squirrel cage fan usually needs to be removed from the old motor and attached to the replacement motor. If the blower motor operates normally at high speed, but not at any of the lower speeds, the problem could be melted wire resistors or a defective switch. The blower motor can be tested using a clamp on DC ammeter. See figure 64-25. Most blower motors do not draw more than 15 amperes on high speed. A worn or defective motor usually draws more current than normal and could damage the blower motor resistors or blow a fuse if not replaced. Refer to figure 64-22. A blower motor circuit with 4 speeds controlled NG resistors. The 3 lowest fan speeds, low, medium low, and medium high, use the blower motor resistors to drop the voltage to the motor and reduce current to the motor. On high, the resistors are bypassed. The high position on the fan switch energizes a relay, which supplies the current for the blower on high through a fusible link or maxi fuse. Refer to figure 64-23. A blower motor resistor pack used to control blower motor speed. Some blower motor resistors are flat and look like a credit card and are called credit card resistors. Refer to figure 64-24. A brushless DC motor that uses the body computer to control the speed. Refer to figure 64-25. Using a mini AC, DC clamp on multimeter to measure the current drawn by a blower motor. Review questions. Question 1. What do the three main HVAC doors do? Question 2. In the heating mode, why is heat directed toward the floor? Question 3. Where is the air directed when the control panel is set to defog defrost position? Question 4. How does a reheat system work and why? Question 5. Where does the air enter the vehicle when outside air is selected? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. Outside air is also called what type of air? A. Recirculation. B. Fresh. C. Plenum. D. Mode. Question 2. The what type of door is used to select air discharge location, such as floor, vent, or defrost? A. Mode. B. Recirculation. C. Fresh air. D. Any of the above. Question 3. What does the snowflake button on the dash do? A. Selects defrost. B. Selects defog. C. Turns on the AC compressor. D. Selects fresh outside air. Question 4. The ram air that enters the vehicle from the outside enters the HVAC system from A. Beside the headlight. B. Behind the grill. C. The side vents. D. The base of the windshield. Question 5. Most systems use a flap door that swings about how many degrees? A. 10 to 25. B. 25 to 40. Circa 45 to 90. D. 90 to 120. Question 6. The air inlet control door is also called A. fresh air door, B. recirculation door, C. outside air door, D. any of the above. Question 7. The door used to control interior temperature is called the what type of door? A. temperature blend, B. recirculation, C. outside, or fresh, air, D. mode. Question 8. A 5-wire actuator uses 2 wires to power the motor, power and ground, and 3 wires for A. direction control, B. a feedback potentiometer, C. static electricity protection, D. redundant control. Question 9. What is a reheat system? A. a system that uses 2 heater cores, B. a system that cools the air through the evaporator then heats the air through airflow through the heater core, C. a system that uses both engine coolant and an electronic heater to heat the air, D. any of the above, depending on the make and model of vehicle. Question 10. Most recent HVAC actuator are recalibrated after replacement by A. using a battery and jumper wires, B. using a scan tool or allow it to self-learn after being installed, C. turning the ignition switch to the off position, D. none of the above. End of chapter 64.